Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Happy 1st of July and happy Canada Day to all of our friends and listeners in Canada. On today's show, we're featuring the Book of the Month. In order to be considered for Book of the Month, a book has to meet a very simple criteria. It must be impactful enough to change your life or your perspective on the world. Whether it does or not, of course, is up to you. You might consume the content, remark on how good it is, and continue your life as before. But if you do, you're missing the point. Our book this month is written by two brothers who are both university professors on opposite sides of the country. Chip and Dan Heath are professors at Duke and Stanford University. They've written several books together, and the book I'd like to showcase this month is called Made to Stick: Why Some Ideas Survive and Others Die. It's not a new book. It was written and published back in 2007. It examines why some ideas are highly memorable and others are completely forgettable. If you want your words to be remembered, and if there exists a formula for why some things are memorable, wouldn't you want to know that? For example, the sentence, "A bird in the hand is worth two in the tree," that sentence is nearly 1,000 years old. Why is it that that sentence has been repeated time and time again and has lasted nearly 1,000 years? Of all the other sentences that have been uttered in the past 1,000 years, this one has been repeated billions of times. Not only that, that same sentence also exists in multiple languages almost word for word. I'll give you a simple example from modern day politics. I've got no political affiliation in the US. I live in Canada. There's a lot going on in US politics on both sides of the aisle that I disagree with. But if you go back to the last presidential election, Donald Trump's slogan was, "Make America Great Again." Even Democrats remember that slogan. But if you were to ask any American what Hillary Clinton's slogan was, the vast majority have no idea. In fact, even most Democrats can't remember Hillary Clinton's slogan. Speaking in a memorable way is vitally important. Robert Kiyosaki is a person who has mastered the art of memorable communication. Rich Dad Poor Dad, Savers or Losers, Your House is Not an Asset. The central ideas of a book published 20 years ago are easy to remember and repeat. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. Hillary Clinton's slogan was, "I'm with her." That's right. "I'm with her." Has no impact. And that's why people can't remember it. In the book Made to Stick, the stories range from urban legends, such as the kidney heist in the introduction, to business stories, and a story of Southwest Airlines, the low-price airline. The book's outline follows the acronym SUCCESS, that is, the word success without the last S. Each letter refers to a characteristic that can help make an idea sticky. So the first S is, it's got to be simple. You've got to find the core of any idea. The letter U, it's got to have an unexpected element to it. It's got to grab people's attention by surprising them. The first C, concrete. Make sure your idea can be grasped and remembered later. The second C, letter number 4, credible. It's got to give the idea believability. The letter E is emotional. Help people see the importance of an idea by connecting with them on an emotional level. And then the last letter, the letter S, empower people to use the idea through a narrative. We communicate through stories. That's always been the case. That's even why very old books like the Bible communicate through stories. So a good process for making an idea sticky is, number one, to identify the central message you need to communicate. You've got to find the core. You've got to find that counterintuitive message. What are the unexpected implications of your core message? Why isn't it happening naturally? You've got to communicate in a way that breaks your audience's guessing machines. It's got to have a counterintuitive dimension. Then once their guessing machines have failed, help them refine that machine and get to the answer. The key is always to use a mystery story. As scriptwriters have learned, curiosity is the intellectual need to answer questions and close patterns. Storytellers have used this universal desire by doing the opposite, by posing questions and opening situations. Once the question is open, then you present the answer. You don't start with the facts first. The local news use this technique very well. They use something called a hook. A hook might look something like, "Coming up after the break, real estate expert Victor Menashe will be here to show you that if you can't afford a house, you should buy two." That's an example of a hook. It has a surprise twist to it. The idea is simple. If you buy a duplex, you can use the income from renting the other half to subsidize your home ownership. If communicating in a way that's going to be memorable is at all important to you, Made to Stick could change your life. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.